This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. After years of diligent saving and investing, we get so thrilled to see our retirement accounts grow. And that's a wonderful achievement, something we should celebrate. But here's the sobering reality that we have to think about. Uncle Sam is patiently waiting in the shadows to collect his share of every single dollar you're going to withdraw from those tax-deferred accounts, right? He's just over there, just twiddling his thumbs, waiting for the right time to get his fingers on our money. And Camille, that's why it makes taxes such a critical concern for those of us that have accumulated a nice amount of retirement savings.
So I love the picture you just did with Uncle Sam. And the entire time I was thinking, I was like, oh, but, you know, there's another relative
a lot
of times in retirement plans. We call her Aunt Irma. and she's what attaches to your Medicare premiums.
Yep.
So Part B and D. And she can come around, and she's not so nice of a relative. She, I like to joke around with people, and I'm like, she basically comes to your house and says, hey, I'm moving in, and you're going to pay me rent.
And
she can be surprising for a lot of people. But taxes really are one of the biggest hidden threats to your retirement. A lot of people don't realize that once they stop working, they often lose those deductions that they relied on during their career. Things like mortgage interest, kids at home, maybe business write-offs. But your income, especially from tax-deferred accounts, that's still fully 100% taxable. And then add the fact that depending how much of your gross income is taxable, up to 85% of your Social Security benefits could be taxed. And then Medicare premiums could go up as your income rises and you've got real problems on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to add one more thing to it. Those RMDs, or required minimum distributions, you know, we call them the forced withdrawals that the IRS has you make. For those of you, there's a lot of confusion on what age those start. So if you were born in 1959 or younger, that age is 73. If you were born in 1960 or older than that, then your age is 75 currently.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean you necessarily should wait till that point to start withdrawing from your IRAs either. And I'll kind of get into that a little bit later here. But, you know, once you reach that certain age, the government's going to force you to take money whether you want it or not. You know, and that really can throw you into a higher tax bracket and create this snowball effect across your entire financial plan. That's why when I look at somebody's retirement strategy, we spend a lot of time focusing on tax efficiency. That's actually part of our dream retirement plan. The E in dream is for efficient tax strategies, because we know how important taxes are in retirement and how that could potentially affect you. Just ask yourself this question. Do you think taxes are going to go up, stay the same, or go down in your retirement years?
Up.
Land.
Up.
Up? Yeah. I would definitely say up. So what can you do now if you think taxes are going to go up to help you pay less to the IRS? That's where we look at, you know, what's your potential lifetime tax bill? Can we help limit how often Aunt Irma visits you? Can we reduce, you know, future taxes and help you keep more of your hard-earned savings? And if you're married, what happens to you tax-wise if one of you passes first? I recently met with this woman. She had done a great job saving, but she really didn't know if she was going to get another visit from Irma. She had already gotten a visit from Irma before. She was already 70 at this point when I met her. But when we looked at everything, we were like, hey, every single year when you start taking RMDs, Irma comes back. And she was like, oh, I don't like Irma. She wasn't so nice to me. And I was like, And I was like, I can't get rid of her completely as far as never having her show up again, but we can limit the time that she's taking up space in your house. So for her, we really sat down, walked through her options. And instead of her being stuck in the 22, 24% tax bracket, like she was going to be, and having Aunt Irma staying with her for the rest of her retirement life, potentially, we were able, with strategies, to get her close to a 0% tax bracket within about 7 years and only have Aunt Irma visiting for about 8 instead of the rest of her life.
Excellent. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, big savings there. But what did that all add up to? That was going to save her almost a little bit more than $500,000 in tax savings over her lifetime.
Hey, that's excellent.
Yeah. I mean,
wow.
I always say, you know, who do you want to write the biggest check to? Yourself, your legacy, or basically your uncle and aunt that you don't like? So, definitely, you know, it's not about, hey, not paying taxes at all. It's about how much less can I pay in taxes and effectively help my plan. And that's why tax planning in retirement is, I'm going to say it's not optional. It's really essential. So it's really important to say, hey, I need to look at a tax efficient strategy if, you know, you've got these huge IRA accounts. And even if you don't have huge IRA accounts, are there ways that, you know, you can save more money in your pocket, less to the IRS? Give us a call, 916-884-2584. We would love to help run through an analysis for you so you can understand what is my potential tax bill versus if I use some of these tax efficient strategies, what could it be? So ask yourself, is, you know, a 15-minute phone call or a 60-minute meeting with myself or Jeff worth potentially saving hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes in retirement? 916-884-2584.
Yeah, if you save on taxes, that increases your income. So there you go. You know, who wouldn't want that? And a 15-minute phone call is all it takes. Jeff and Camille are great listeners, and they are passionate about helping retirees. That's what this show is all about, trying to help you understand how to work your money in retirement in the most efficient ways. So thank you so much for spending time with us today. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Camille Butterfield, the daughter part of the father-daughter legacy team at Monolith Financial Group, located right here in Sacramento. You were just mentioning that the timing of those withdrawals is crucial. Why don't you give us just an idea of what it looks like for people? What kind of strategies can you help people consider doing to manage that tax burden?
Yeah, I'd love to. You know, really having a strategy is going to start by asking 3 key questions. When should I start taking income? Which accounts do I tap into first? How do I coordinate those withdrawals with my Social Security benefits and Medicare? For example, it may make sense for you to withdraw your IRA earlier than required, especially in low-income years. So a lot of times we talk about bumping your head on top of the tax bracket so you can take advantage of taking money out of fully taxable accounts at a lower rate than what maybe your future rate would be once it's grown. Or maybe you delay Social Security to reduce taxable income because you may be drawing from other assets to help do Roth conversions. You know, taking Social Security, doing Roth conversions, or even just withdrawing could really start incurring you that Aunt Irma Medicare surcharge. And, you know, it's important to really focus on what are the monies that you have, how much of them are going to be taxable, where are you currently in the tax rate, and where may you land over the years, especially with the growth of your portfolios. Everyone's situation is different, but the goal is the same. Keep more of your money working for you and less to the IRS.
All right. So obviously we know our debt's going to probably grow, triggering, you know, higher taxes in the future. Camille, what would you say to listeners today who are thinking, you know, I need to be proactive about managing this impact of taxes on my savings?
Yeah. So one of the big things is, do you currently even have a tax efficient retirement strategy in place? If you do, how often are you looking at that? Is it you? Do you have a partner that's helping you with that? And it really also begins with how much income are you going to actually need to live the life you want in retirement month by month, year by year? We actually have a budget worksheet that I kind of categorize things. I say, here's your baseline expenses, your need to live items. Then you've got your lifestyle and expenses. Those are things like Netflix, your gym, all those things that aren't needed, but it's part of your life.
Yeah.
Then you have the life happens part of it where you've got to fix a fence that blew down or, you know, something like that. And then you have your dream big expenses. So, you know, travel plans, things like that. But it's important to understand all of those so that you can help build a plan to reflect your income needs, your goals, you know, what you want to do in retirement. And once we know that, we can look at where your income is going to come from. Are you pulling from an IRA, a Roth, a pension, taxable accounts? We'll run a full tax impact analysis for you. So, you know, we're not just talking about this year, we're talking about the next 10, 15, or 20 years. Because what feels like a small decision today, taking a withdrawal here, ignoring a Roth conversion there, could quietly cost you hundreds of thousands in unnecessary taxes over time. So what you need to do is give us a call, 916-884-2584, and say, hey, I want to make sure that the control I have on my taxes today doesn't slip away. And I want to start understanding if I can be more tax efficient in my retirement plan and keep more of my hard earned money and pay less to the IRS. 916-884-2584.
We are talking about some great stuff today, how your retirement income basically is going to face some tax challenges. And that's the thing, you know, a lot of successful retirement savings have accumulated most of their wealth in tax deferred accounts like a 401k or traditional IRAs. And so that's a great way to do it, okay? But it can create those significant tax challenges in retirement. Camille, kind of review for us again, why could it be important for people to have different types of accounts with different tax treatments in retirement?
Yeah. So, you know, when all of your retirement savings are in tax deferred accounts like a 401k, IRA, 457, you're giving the IRS control of how much money you're actually going to keep. Think of it very simply. If you have $100,000 and you have 25% in taxes, realistically, you only have $75,000, right? Mm-hmm. That you get to keep.
Right.
So every withdrawal becomes taxable income when you start needing to use those accounts in retirement. And that can create problems with your tax bracket, your Medicare premiums, and even how much of your Social Security ends up being taxed. But when you have different types of accounts, tax deferred, which are the 401ks, the IRS, Roth, which is 100% tax free, and then taxable. And those can always get kind of confused, the tax deferred and taxable. Mm-hmm. Taxable means that essentially you may have long-term, short-term capital gains, the interest you make in those accounts, that part can be taxable to you, dividends. I always say, think of those accounts kind of like your bank monies. You know, you've already paid taxes on a portion of it, but what it grows to, that could be taxable to you. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have all those different accounts, you gain flexibility. And you can pull from different sources in different years to manage your taxable income and avoid unnecessary tax bias. I had a lady in, we were putting together her plan and she was like, okay, she's like, so if, you know, I wanted to buy a new car, she's like, which account would I take it from? And I said, that's one of the big reasons why we always say, hey, before making large purchase decisions, come talk to us.
Yes.
Because if you need $30,000 for a car, but maybe we've already done some Roth conversions, my answer of where you're going to take money from is going to be different than if we hadn't done Roth conversions mm-hmm. yet. Mm-hmm. It's really important to understand and have a partner that's working alongside you that can help you navigate which account are we pulling from, because they or you may have plans of, hey, I'm doing this, but when you need money, sometimes you forget, oh, I need to check to make sure I'm taking it from the right bucket.
Yeah.
And that's really important. And that's what kind of gives you control by having those other buckets.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. It makes me think of, you know, my husband and I, we're both going to start going on Medicare, right? And then my income, I'm not full retirement age yet. Once I have my birthday, I'll have about 10 more months. So I may have to withdraw some money out of, you know, one of my 401ks or something. And so, yeah, it's a little scary to try to figure that out because I'm going to wait till full retirement age to start collecting my Social Security. So,
yeah, and that's stuff. Definitely you would want to wait because you're still working.
Yeah.
So you said one of those key facts there.
Right.
You know, it's the brackets where Social Security becomes taxable, but then also the brackets of how much money you can make and still work before you hit full retirement age are so minimal that basically I'm going to say if you're living in California, don't do it.
Yeah, right.
don't even think about it because, you know, what the needs basis to live in California just to make it if you're pulling Social Security and you're working, you know, most likely all that Social Security is pretty much just going to go back to the government.
Right.
Because, you know, for every $3 you make, a dollar goes back in, or every $2, a dollar goes back in, depending on what age and how much money you are making.
Yeah.
So that's really important. So you did a good job there.
Right.
You know, saying, hey, I'm going to wait, you know, but it is important to see and pay attention to not only federal tax brackets, state tax brackets, if you have them, and then also IRMA tax brackets, and pay attention to those.
Right, right. Another thing we're trying to do are those Roth conversions. And so I want to ask you about that. Just I want everybody to hear this. Tell us, explain why Roth conversions might be particularly valuable for retirees in today's environment.
Yeah, well, and Roth conversions have been getting a lot of attention lately, and, you know, for really good reason. Tax rates now are historically low. If you just look at what they are today in 2025 versus what they were in 2017, you're going to see there's more of a larger, basically, income bracket for you to make and be in a lower federal tax bracket.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we've talked about it. We think taxes are going to go up. And, you know, with $36 trillion in national debt and growing, it's hard to imagine a future where taxes don't increase.
Right.
You know, so when you do a Roth conversion, you're not making just a financial move. You're starting to take control of your taxes. You're choosing to pay taxes now at a rate you know, so that everything that account earns from that point forward can grow tax-free. And what that really means for you is the money you put into a Roth has no forced withdrawal, so no required minimum distributions.
Nice.
So that's really important. It gives you more freedom with your income plan because Roth withdrawals don't count as taxable income. You can use that money to avoid higher tax bracket or IRMA penalties on Medicare. So if you need to buy a new car, let's say, and you're at the top of your tax bracket, well, you're probably going to pull from Roth money rather than pulling from IRA money or even the taxable or your bank money accounts, because that could incur taxes if you have to sell off positions too. Mm. And then one of the other big things is if you don't use all that money, Roth IRAs, those get gifted to the beneficiaries and those are tax-free. Give us a call, 916-884-2584. Or text the word KIT, K-I-T, you can get a complimentary download of the Dream Retirement Toolkit, which includes a copy of my book, A Countdown to Retirement, A Fresh Perspective on Retirement Planning, along with some other great things like, are you paying too much in taxes? How to keep, you know, your retirement safe from a recession? A lot of different other things, but you got to either call us at 916-884-2584 so that we can help run your tax efficient strategy, or text the word KIT, K-I-T, to 916-884-2584 and get that complimentary Dream Retirement Package.
And we thank you so much for joining us today with Camille Butterfield, the daughter of the father-daughter legacy team at Monolith Financial Group, right here in Sacramento. She and Jeff, her father, they are passionate about helping retirees like you, and they want to help you get that dream retirement. And so make sure you take advantage of the KIT and get the book that Camille has. She would love for you to get it in your hands, complimentary. All right. So one thing I want to get back to, we're talking about, you know, how your retirement income is facing tax challenges. I just want to make sure people understand the difference between what is tax preparation and then what are the tax efficient strategies that we're talking about, Camille.
Yes, I love this one. And I go through this a lot too. You know, it's having a tax preparer. So someone who just does your taxes, you know, it's basically looking backward, it's reporting what already happened. You give your documents to a CPA or software and it tells you what you owe. You know, a tax strategy or a tax planner, they're going to look, you know, what is going on moving forward. So what moves can I make now to reduce what I'll owe over the next 10, 15, 20 years? That could mean something like rebalancing your portfolio for tax diversification, layering Roth conversions, planning withdrawals in a way that minimizes Social Security taxation, IRMA taxation, and also not only just about you, but also legacy planning. You know, none of us know when our clock runs out. So it's always important to look at that as well, because the whole idea is to pay less to the IRS. You know, you got three partners in your retirement plan: yourself, your legacy, and essentially the tax man / Aunt Irma. So who do you want to write the biggest check to? I always say, even if you feel like you're in a solid place, if you haven't had someone run a tax analysis on your retirement plan, you may be missing major opportunities to save. It's not about big changes or complicated strategies. It's about simple, personalized steps that could help you build more of what you worked a lifetime to build. So don't wait. Call us at 916-884-2584. Again, that's 916-884-2584. No cost, no obligation, just hoping to give you some clarity. You've done the hard part. You've built a solid retirement. Let's make sure you get to enjoy it and protect it.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Please remember that converting an employer plan account to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Increased taxable income from the Roth IRA conversion may have several consequences, including, but not limited to, a need for additional tax withholding or estimated tax payments, the loss of certain tax deductions and credits, and higher taxes on Social Security benefits and higher Medicare premiums. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA.